I'm able to take really what is a doctorate in life, my 8 years of using, and use it to help other people. My name is Kirk Parsons, and I am a community activist in Philadelphia and also the very affectionate owner of a fluffy Persian cat. I just finished reading The Velvet Rage by Dr. Downs, an excellent book that it deals with a lot of the invalidation that gay men experience, and therefore a lot of shame, a lot of guilt growing up in and living in a heterodominant society, right? While I did not seek out drugs to cope with any of my problems, I knew that I had enough problems and challenges as it was. At some point in my first job at an ad agency, my boss had a partner. He was gay, is gay, decided to take me up to Fire Island, which is a big and still is a gay hub for all sorts of things. But because I was in that high peer pressure experience of having my boss's boyfriend take me to Fire Island and then fairly insist that I do what he wanted me to do drug-wise, I found later down the road that the sense of euphoria and just other ways to escape from the pressures of the world were definitely reasons why I ended up using. It definitely was always tied intimately with socializing, being out with people, sex, music, that sort of thing. I first sought help in January 2003. I went to D.C. to the Whitman Walker Clinic to do outpatient rehab. I wasn't ready for that experience. I ended up using while I was there. So I came back to Philadelphia and certainly hadn't resolved things until I went back to rehab at Fairmount Behavioral in Roxborough, and that was in November of 2009. I went directly into a sober living situation up at Self-Redemption House, North Philadelphia, and I lived there for 2 years. I had one major relapse after 7 months in, which is usual for people trying to get off of a very addictive substance. Meth was my drug of choice. I was able to put 4 full years together after that experience because it was in part just absolutely so awful. So in a way, I was fortunate. I am a certified recovery specialist at Mazzoni now, Mazzoni Center, and I love my new job. It's really the best job I've ever had, and that sounds euphoric in a person in recovery. It's because it's a great place to work. I think that it's very important for me to continue to do those things that enable me to be authentic to myself and find things that assist me in building a robust or enriching experience that is life. I would like to see us work together in a manner that sets aside ego, sets aside personalities. There is no one pathway to recovery. There's multiple ways. Especially in the community, recovery gives you the time to really explore what's going to be most supportive to you in your life, but perhaps maybe even more important, you get to explore who you are and decide who your authentic self is, and then you get to share that with other people.